This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. I am very happy to be with you today. I love coming together with you here in the mornings, Monday through Friday, as we discuss issues of importance to your life and to your faith. Always eager to hear from you. Our phone lines are open for you. Ryan Penny is our screen caller. Jeff Burson is our producer. I was just running. Jeff producer is our Burson. That's what I almost said. Oh dear, I just did. Jeff Burson is our producer. He's also our social media manager. Both of them are eager to hear from you. Jeff will go out there into social media land and he will grab your questions or comments and get them up on the board for me. Just go out to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and or Facebook page and use the chat feature there. He'll get them up. And in addition to that, Ryan Penny on the phones today, eager to hear from you. Let me give you that number to call. It's toll free for you right here in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Certainly do invite you to use that number. Once again, it's 833-288-EWTN. All kinds of good things going on. Keep reminding you to get out to our website, womenofgrace.com. Very eager for our annual retreat, which is coming up virtually this July 10th and 11th. And all of the information is there for you. Just go out to womenofgrace.com. You're going to see that we've got all kinds of fabulous people that are going to be with us presenting. And, we've set this in a way that I think is going to be very convenient for your schedule. You can certainly join us for all of it. And that's what we're hoping you'll do. We've got a discounted value for you if you do it that way. But you can also pop in for a session or two or whatever suits your schedule that weekend. And we've got values for you as far as that goes too. So there's a beautiful opportunity for young women of grace. It's going to take place on Saturday between 2 and 4 p.m. And that is going to be presented by Samantha Kelly. It's a mini retreat for the girls. 2 hours is a good period of time for them. And I can tell you one thing, they will be enthralled and wished it was longer because Samantha Kelly is just that kind of a presenter. So we invite you to invite them to come. If you want more information about Samantha, get out to her website, fierceathlete.org, fierceathlete.org. And we encourage you also to sign your girls up for this. It's free for them. The adult landing page is also there for you. You can register right online. So we want you to get out there to womenofgrace.com. You know, we're getting closer and closer. We're inching towards those dates. We certainly do hope that you will join us for this beautiful event. Father Peter John Cameron is going to be a presenter. Kathleen McCarthy is going to be a presenter. Samantha Kelly, as I mentioned, will be speaking to the girls, but she'll also be speaking to the adults. And I will be speaking as well. So we're looking forward to having you with us. Get on out there and take a look. Let me give you the numbers to use again. 833-288-EWTN, toll free for you right here in North America. That's 833-288-3986. We invite you to use that number to join us right here on Women of Grace Live. EWTN Radio's YouTube channel, Facebook page is available for you too. So we certainly do invite you to join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having holy conversation with you. Now, all of that being said, I wanted to share with you some beautiful words from the Lord this morning that I received in prayer via the Liturgy of the Hours. And I had shared with you a few days ago that, I like to vary my prayer time. You know, I'll use a certain kind of routine for a period of time. And then I find that, maybe the Holy Spirit is prompting me to move this up a little bit or change it a little bit. And most recently, what I have felt prompted to do is to incorporate the rosary into my Liturgy of the Hours. I don't know if anybody's ever done that before. It doesn't really matter. It's been very efficacious for me. And so I've been praying in that way, and I really like it. And I wanted to just share with you some words that are in the Liturgy of the Hours, morning prayer specifically, that just really grabbed at my heart. And I thought maybe one of these words will grab your heart too. And I'd love to know if it does. Just give me a call here and let me know. But here is one. And this is just a beautiful word that is Psalm 32, the Lord provides. That's sort of like the title for Psalm 32, the Lord provides. And I don't know about you, but that word just resonated in my heart. I really needed to hear those three words, the Lord provides. And that just excited my soul to want to move forward in this beautiful psalm that is provided for us. And it says this right at the very beginning here. And I'm not really sure if this is actually part of the psalm or if it's just a little script that is there by the person who put this app together for the Liturgy of the Hours. It says, "The loyal heart must praise the Lord. The loyal heart must praise the Lord." And of course, Psalm 32 is just a tremendous psalm of praise and thanksgiving. But I love this. The Lord provides, the loyal heart must praise the Lord. And so it leads us to think about, you know, the fact that praise is a form of thanksgiving, but we praise God simply because he's God. We praise God for his goodness. We praise him for his mercy. And if we're loyal sons and daughters, we want to praise him. And I thought that it was interesting that loyal heart was joined to this whole aspect of praising the Lord. And of course, one of the reasons why we do praise the Lord is because he provides for our every need. And there are moments when we don't see that because we're looking at a need that we think we have. But the Lord knows the need that we really do have, and he's always about the business of providing for it. He wants to please us, but he really wants to heal us. He wants to bring us into divine union with him. And as I was praying, I got this little image in my mind, you know? I got this little image of a flower, you know? And I recognized in that image that was me, this image of a flower. And the stem and the root system was exposed, and I could see the roots were really growing deeply, deeply, deeply. And I had a sense that the soil that these roots were growing in was the divine life itself. And I think that this is exactly what the Lord was saying, that the Lord provides and the loyal heart praises him. And there's something about spiritual growth that takes place. Right? There's something about spiritual growth that takes place. And I felt that the Holy Spirit was encouraging me to praise, encouraging me to just open myself up like a flower opens up in the presence of the sun, and to let that root system of my soul develop and grow deeper and deeper into the rich soil of the divine life. And when you think about it, you know, you realize that the nutrients, right, of the soil are taken up by the root system to bring health and well-being to the flower itself, right? And so there's a beautiful lesson in that. And I think God wants for us always to have that faith and trust in him, never to lose sight of the goodness, who he is, never to give up, but always to persevere. And that was another word that came to me very clearly in prayer. Persevere. Persevere. Stay the course. Don't allow yourself to get off track or distracted by the temptations and wiles of the evil one or the concerns of the world, but rather stay fixed. Stay fixed on the Lord. Praise him. Be that loyal heart. Coming right back, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Encouraging women in their gift of authentic femininity. Here's more Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. I am very, very happy to be with you today, as you well know, and I am always looking forward to hearing from you right here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have holy conversation with you. Let me give you those numbers again. Ryan Penny sitting there just itching to hear your voice, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. 3986. That's the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love to have that holy conversation with you. In addition to all of that, we certainly do welcome you to use the opportunities that are available for you out there in social media land. So we invite you to go to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page, use the chat feature there to register your question. Jeff Burson, man of the hour, will dash right out there. I mean, he will just go. And he will retrieve your question or your comment, and he'll get it right up on the board, and we'll be happy to take it right here. So I was sharing a few things with you, and I was talking with you about the beautiful, beautiful office of readings and the morning prayer, the beautiful liturgy of the hours that Holy Mother Church gives to us. It's beautiful to pray the liturgy of the hours because the whole church is praying the liturgy of the hours, and it's available for lay people to pray too. We used to think that it was only for priests and maybe nuns, but no, it's for all of us. It is a universal prayer of the church. And it's lovely because when we're praying the liturgy of the hours, no matter what time of the day or night we're praying it, it is very likely that somebody else in the world is praying it too. And what does that mean? It means that we're praying it together in the mystical body of Christ. I had an app years ago that used to light up the globe, and it would show you, you know, as you were pulling up the liturgy of the hours and you would begin to pray, you would see the globe and you would see these little dots on the globe, these little lights. And it showed you somebody's praying the liturgy of the hours here, 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 all over the world. And I have to tell you, it really elevated my spirit. You know, I realized that there was all of this that was going on. And though I was alone praying this, I really was not at all alone. In the spirit, we were all together. You know, in the mystical body of Christ, we were all praying. This beautiful, beautiful, you know, beautiful raising up of prayer was going on. And I was a part of that. And it was quite exciting. You know, I keep that in my mind when I'm praying. I'm not praying alone. I might be alone, you know, singular in the situation where I am right now, but I'm not alone. There's others that are praying, and we're all united in this mystical body of Christ. We have Krista with us. She is in Scranton, Pennsylvania. You too can join Krista, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Krista is with us via YouTube. Good morning, Krista. How are you?
Hi, John, Ed. Thanks for taking my call.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling in.
I was going to wait for Wacky Wednesdays tomorrow, but this is a pressing matter that I really wanted to call today.
Okay.
I have a cousin that is getting very involved with the occult.
Oh, dear.
And she knows that I'm Catholic and charismatic and pray, and I've been praying the rosary for her. And she just recently fell and shattered her arm and her wrist, so she had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day after surgery on Facebook, she put, oh, thanks to the goddess and all of the deities that are listening for my healing. So I am now praying for an opening, you know, because I don't want to alienate her because I have a very small family, and she could go the opposite way and just never talk to me again, which many people do, you know.
Right.
Or I'm praying for the right time, like God's timing and God's moment to get that opening to share, like the divine, like you just said, like growing deeper in our roots, in our faith. Oh, it's just so heavy on my heart. I didn't want to wait until tomorrow.
Well, Krista, I'm so glad.
And I am a first-time caller, too.
Oh, well, heaven's sakes. That's important for me to know. I got to find my bell. Here it is. After ring that for you, Krista.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. But you know, I'm really glad you did call, and I just want to compliment you for operating in one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we're witnessing you operating in via your testimony, and that is the gift of discernment, right? Discernment of spirit. So one, you recognize what she's involved in, but two, you're also discerning the movement of the Holy Spirit. And this is how I know that that is the case, because you said that you're praying the rosary, excellent thing to do, our weapon for spiritual warfare. But in addition to that, you're waiting for an opening. And this is the hardest part in the process of evangelizing somebody we love. We want to just jump right in there.
Definitely.
Isn't it? I mean, it takes every virtue. It takes patience. It takes perseverance, right? It takes long suffering. It takes all of these things. Modesty in the sense of being humble. It takes all of these things. But you're so wise in that, because if we jump in too soon, we want to correct the problem. And that's the problem. We want to correct it, and we can't correct it. Only God can correct it. So when it comes to the New Age, I always invite people to do exactly what you're doing, to pray. And I always recommend pray the rosary. I even recommend sometimes to have a mass or two prayed for this person, you know, and you don't even have to tell. You don't have to say, you know, praying for my cousin who is involved in the, you know, you don't have to get into that. Just a special intention for a cousin, you know, or just a special intention. You can do that. But here's the deal with it. This is how the Holy Spirit works that out. And the question is, well, then how do we know when it's the appropriate time? And I always say the Holy Spirit will give us a green light. And what is the green light? Most typically, this individual will come to us with a question. They'll come to us and they'll want to know something about something, or they'll come to us with a complaint. I don't know why things are always going wrong in my life, you know, or they'll say, you know, I just can't seem to get it straight. You know, I just, nothing's working out. I don't get it. You know, and that's kind of an opening. And that's when we know that the light is green, that the Holy Spirit, through our prayers and prayers of others, you know, the heart's been prepared to receive that seed of truth, so that the truth, that seed of truth, can grow roots in their heart and produce abundant fruit in their life. So you're in the hardest part of this. But this is, you know, all of that, the patience you have to exhibit, all of the perseverance, the long suffering, the worry and the concern. What is that? That is just a beautiful, beautiful opportunity for passive mortification, suffering, and fasting, in a sense, that you can unite to your prayer to even strengthen them. And you know, it says this kind of a spirit can only be cast out by prayer and fasting. We never really think of our travail as being part of that package deal of sacrifice, but it certainly is. And if we make it a sacrificial offering in union with a prayer, it's very, very effective. So you're operating in a beautiful way with that gift of discernment on several levels here, and you are right. If you slice off that line of communication, you stand the chance of losing the soul, and you don't want to do that.
At Christmas, I had a beautiful medal of Saint Benedict, like kind of like a larger one that I put in with her Christmas present, and I just thought, at least I'm getting Saint Benedict. You know, and I just said, it's just like for a prayer of protection, you know. So yes. I don't know if they even still have the medal, but I'm trying to call upon the saints for their, you know, intercession. And
that's right.
It's just so scary. Somebody in your own family that is getting into this, and on Facebook, all her friends are witches and Wiccans. Her name is Amy, if you think to pray.
Sure, I'll tuck her in. And you know, Krista, you're not alone, because we have people that call us all the time with the same kind of concern. Mm-hmm. And frankly, even within my own family, I have family members who, you know, have wandered off to fables. Their ears have been tickled and have wandered off to fables. And it's very hard. But that is the hard work. The hard work is that prayer. The hard work is staying in there. And I always gain a great deal of comfort thinking that even if the conversion happens as the soul is leaving the body, you know, God takes it. And, you know, the one who comes at the end gets paid the same wage as the one who comes in the beginning. So we're working for the ultimate goal, right?
Right. Absolutely. Jenna, thank you so much. I met you in Scranton, loved you then, and I love you now.
Thank you. Thank you, Krista. Yeah, I'd love to get back to Scranton.
Care. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, God bless. Bye. Well, you see, I mean, that's just beautiful. And this is what we're called to do for each other. I mean, you know, we're up against powers and principalities today. It doesn't take a whole lot of insight to be able to discern that, does it? I mean, look at what's going on in the world. We have to know that we're up against it. But God's chosen you, and he's chosen me for this very moment. So he's equipping us. He's giving us every spiritual blessing in the heavens that we need. We just have to use it. Let's go to Mary. Mary is in one of my favorite places in the world, Lafayette, Louisiana, the happiest place on earth, or at least in the United States. I forget exactly what the title is, Mary. She's listening to us via Christ Our King Radio. Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jeanette. And I am in a wonderful place, a faith-filled place.
Yes, you are.
And I listen show often, so I appreciate those comments. And I just wanted to add on, when you were speaking about prayer, it's really been confirmed to me over and over again that our salvation is going to come through the two hearts, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And in Lafayette, Louisiana, we would say de coeur, which is French for two hearts.
That's right. That is so beautiful.
I really believe the Blessed Mother is sending us a very simple, very available, and very humble cure to this terrible virus. And I think it's coming soon, a treatment. I'm very hopeful. And I think by the time we celebrate the Feast of the Two Hearts in June next year, that we will have an effective vaccine. And I just wanted to weigh in and say, you know, be of good cheer. Don't be afraid. You can cling to the two hearts. Their promises are very good, very good. And sometimes it's good to turn off the news and to pray. And so be of good cheer and fall upon the two hearts. As we say in Lafayette, de coeur.
Just beautiful, Mary. What a wonderful message, and what a beautiful statement of hope you've given us today. And I think that this is probably that theological virtue that we most need to ask the Lord to stir up within us and that we need to operate in. And I'm reminded of the fact that, you know, some of the great thinkers of contemporary times, G.K. Chesterton and C.S. Lewis, talking about hope, both say similar things. And, you know, you don't need hope if the situation doesn't seem hopeless. You only need hope when things seem so terrible. And so this virtue is the virtue that I think God is really asking us to dig deeply into and to ask him to stir up within us right now. And you've been a voice of hope today, you know, a beautiful, beautiful sound, I think, coming from the very heart of God saying, take cheer, my people, take cheer. You know, I am here with you. I never leave you. I never leave you in the darkness. I'm always with you. And that takes me to the gospel reading for today, which was something else I wanted to share. So listen to this. This is a beautiful gospel reading. I am flipping through here. And this is from Matthew 8, verses 23 through 27. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea so that the boat was being swamped by waves. But he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, Lord, save us. We are perishing. He said to them, why are you terrified, O you of little faith? Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, what sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey? And I love that, Mary, because it states so very clearly, we are in this boat right now, the boat that we're in this contemporary moment, in this difficult season that we're experiencing on so very many levels. That's where we are right now. But Jesus is in this boat with us, and we forget that he's there. And he might even seem as though he's being very quiet, but that doesn't negate his power. And I think that he's saying to each of us that very thing. He's saying to each of us right this very moment, why are you terrified, O you of little faith? Don't have little faith. Have great faith. Have expectant faith. And have hope. I am with you. So I want to thank you so much. I love the two hearts. I get giddy thinking about them. I think about the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady, and I want to cry. And I think about the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to cry. And the two of them beat as one heart. And that heart, that beautiful one-heartedness embraces each one of us. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you, Jeanette.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And give all of my best to all of Lafayette.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You too. Bye now. And this is what we always have to remember, right? This is what the Lord is saying to us today. There's another short reading in the Office of Readings this morning. You know, this was so rich for me. I hope it's rich for you as you hear me sharing with you about it. But this little one, and he says, and this is Romans 13, verse 11, and then 12 through 13. But here it is. I love this. You must wake up now. When I prayed that this morning, so early in the morning, it was like the Lord was saying to me directly, Jeanette, you must wake up now. I have something I'm going to share with you. You must wake up now. He says, the night is almost over. It will be daylight soon. And that was true because I was up very early. It says, let us give up all the things we prefer to do under cover of the dark. Let us arm ourselves and appear in the light. Let us live decently as people do in the daytime. So it's like the Lord is saying, come on, wake up, wake up. Hold on to the truths of the faith. Move in them. Let them move in you. Go forward, he's saying. Go forward. Have no fear. Why are you terrified? Oh, you of little faith, have great faith, right? Have great faith. And it fits into that whole notion of praise. When we praise the Lord, you know, faith is naturally ignited in us when we praise the Lord because he inhabits our praises. Praises are like a calling card out to God, and he comes down and he sits. Says in scripture, he sits on the thrones of our praises. Our praises become a throne and he sits on it, right? So, you know, we can curse the darkness or we can be a light like the Christopher song used to go. You know, it's better to light one little candle than to curse the darkness. Well, you're the candle that God's chosen for this moment. Let him light you up. And one of the ways you catch fire, one of the ways that you do that is by praising him. You know, and don't be afraid and don't be shy. Just start. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you, Lord. Thank you that you tell us in your word that you are with us. Thank you, Lord, that you're in this boat that we are all in at this present moment. And the waves seem to be crashing upon us, Lord, but it's not greater than you. The waves are not going to capsize our boat because you are with us. And you will quell those waves, Lord. And we believe and trust in you. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we praise you. We glorify you. We exalt you. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are our Redeemer, our Savior, our Messiah. You are the chosen one of Israel. You are the Lamb who was slain for us. We thank you, Lord. Why don't we do that? Why don't we sing that out? Why don't we cry it out? Why don't we go through our houses, you know, with timbrels, singing and praising him? Great things happen. Great things happen through praise. Well, I have a very special surprise for you after the break. I certainly hope that you're going to join us after the break for the special surprise. Let me give you the number that you can use to join us today. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way you can be live with us right here on Women of Grace Live. We'll take those Facebook questions or those YouTube questions, get out to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page and use the comment section there, the chat feature. Coming right back. Stay tuned.
Transforming the world one woman at a time. Let's return to Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Well, welcome back, friends. You are listening to Women of Grace Live, and I am so delighted to be with you, and I've got a special surprise for you, but let me give you the numbers that you can use first, because I know you're going to want to call in and ask questions of our special guest, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Toll free for you right here in North America. Again, 833-288-EWTN. If you're outside of North America, we've got a number for you too. Begins with a country code. It's country code 1-205-271-2985. Again, country code 1-205-271-2985. EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page available for you. Get on out there to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel, Facebook page, and use the chat feature. You can put your question there or your comment or your word of encouragement or your inspiration, and we'll be happy to get it up on the board and address it right here live on Women of Grace Live. Well, you know, I've been telling you about this marvelous event that's coming up. It is our annual Women of Grace event that we usually have at Malvern, Pennsylvania, on those beautiful, beautiful grounds. But this year, given everything that we're facing, obviously we cannot do that. We did not want to, however, not have our event. So it is virtual. And we have just a marvelous, marvelous 2 days planned for you, really a day and a half, beginning on Friday evening, July the 10th, and going through the evening of July the 11th. We are looking forward to having you joining us. You just get out there to womenofgrace.com, and you're going to see the first two slides on our slideshow are about the Women of Grace event. Young Women of Grace, mini retreat webinar, Saturday, July 11th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's free for teen girls. Invite every teen girl you know, because Samantha Kelly is going to be presenting and they are going to love her. And then for the women, ours starts on July the 10th in the evening and it runs through the 11th. And we've got fantastic presenters. We've got Father Peter John Cameron with us. Samantha Kelly will be addressing us. I'll be addressing you. And we have Kathleen McCarthy, who is going to be with us. She's going to be talking with us about healing and why healing is one of the ways in which God wants for us to experience his joy. The theme being made for happiness, made for joy. And she's also going to be conducting, along with Father Peter John Cameron, our beautiful, beautiful healing service, which will take place on Saturday night. And here is the good news. Here is the surprise. Kathleen is with us right now on the air. And I want to invite you to call and to ask her any question you might have about healing, how that gift of healing operates, why God heals, why he doesn't heal. You know, anything that you have questions about regarding this. And we're going to be talking with you too about the event itself. So without further ado, let me introduce you to a beautiful woman of God, a friend of mine who has prayed for me and prayed for my husband, Jack, with beautiful, beautiful results in the Lord. A true woman of grace, Kathleen McCarthy. She is also the president of In His Sign Radio there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She travels the globe for healing ministry. She also presents at Malvern on a consistent basis. She's one of their regular retreat presenters. We've had opportunity to interact with her while we're there. And I just thank and praise God for her fiat. And it was a fiat that came at a hard cost, let me tell you. So Kathleen McCarthy, welcome, welcome. We're delighted you're with us.
Well, I'm delighted to be with you and your listeners. I'm delighted to be a part of your beautiful virtual Women of Grace. And just really, it's coming right upon us now, of course, the 11th and the 10th and 11th. So I am mightily blessed, Johnette, and I'm really looking forward to see what God is going to do. There was a powerful word about this healing retreat. And I believe that the Lord is going to pour out his mighty blessings on all of us to experience the power and the anointing of the healing power of God. So I'm really looking forward to coming together in this virtual retreat with all those. I would tell everybody, you know, please put it on your calendar. Don't miss a moment of grace, and don't let the enemy steal or rob you of this wonderful, anointed conference. It is virtual, and I believe that God virtually called each and every one of us to be together in this time when so much is still shut down. I think really and truly the Lord stopped the world to get our attention, and I think part of it is through this powerful retreat that will take place.
Well, Kathleen, thank you. And, you know, typically we're turning people away at these retreats because we can only accommodate so many there at Malvern.
Right.
You know, so we usually max out. I think it's like whatever the occupancy limit is, it's like either it's right around 347, 350. And we're turning people away because there's no more seats and we have to observe the fire code. The beautiful thing about this is we don't have to turn anybody away.
They can,
and one of the reasons why I think that, you know, our Lord in his permissive will has allowed things to shut down as they have, obviously, for our safety and well-being. But additionally, because he wants to attract great numbers of people. And we had that sense, too, when we were praying together with Father Peter John Cameron about this, that,
right.
You know, God was just, he was casting out a mighty net and wants to pull people in. And I think that the whole area of healing is absolutely essential. We always have a healing service, but there's a special, and even as I'm talking, I'm getting an anointing. I think that there is going to be a special emphasis on this because people, you know, today need to be healed from their anxiety. They need to be healed from their fear. They need to be healed from the temptations that the enemy is trying to prevail upon them. They need to be healed from the sicknesses that are accompanying their physicality. They need to be healed from the emotional trauma that this has created for so many. Many people are grieving because they've lost loved ones in the midst of all of this, or they have loved ones that are seriously ill. And I just know that God wants to set his people free from all of that the evil one would use to try to hold us back, hold us down, and really compromise us with a cancer, a virus of the spirit. And that's my sense.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more, and I hope the people who are listening today feel the fire that came forth when we were speaking of it, because I, too, from head to toe, felt that same anointing now as you were speaking. I believe God has a special call on this virtual conference. I believe it is for a time such as this. So many people are dealing with all the situations that are going on in the world, not only the COVID and all the tragedy and heartbreak of all that with losing people and sick people, as you say, but all the violence that's taking place in the world, the economy, everything. So the Lord, He just doesn't heal one of us. He doesn't want to heal a few of us. He wants to heal all of us, all His people. And I think we'll see that an anointing of the Spirit coming down on all who are gathering for this to heal not only physically, but spiritually, emotionally, to deliver people that have been held in bondage.
Yes.
I think it's going to be one powerful anointing of the Holy Spirit, and I believe it is. I believe we've been all called to this for a time such as this. So I'm very excited and looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. We do have a question out there in Facebook land, and it's an important one. It's Christina. She says, I know that I need emotional healing, but I don't know the difference between healing and venting. And I think that what she's trying to get at here is she, you know, so what is the difference between healing and expressing one's feelings? And what is the, she, I guess I don't understand the healing process, she's saying. So talk with us a little bit about this, Kathleen, because this is one of those beautiful, beautiful charismatic gifts of the Holy Spirit that the Lord has entrusted to you. And I know personally, you know, based on my husband's experience and mine, that your prayers are mighty powerful, healing great diseases and safeguarding and doing all kinds of stuff. So share with us a little bit so that Christina can get some insight.
Well, your question is, I think, one that many have on their hearts, Christina. And maybe they're not really understanding the charismatic gifts of the Spirit. You know, His gifts cannot be limited to certain gifts, but some of the gifts are healing and working miracles, prophecy, discernment of spirit, praying in tongues, the interpretation of tongues, service, teaching. So all these are some of the gifts, but the gifts are given to us, and every single one has the gifts from baptism. And those gifts of many are lying dormant. And in your case, when you say what is the difference of healing, and I believe you said venting, I think for all of us, only God can heal. Let me make that clear. He alone is the healer of healers and the Lord of lords. But I can tell you, it's like, you know, I believe in medicine with all my heart and soul. I think they're part of the healing ministry, even though they don't realize it. And I believe that the difference between with healing is the divine physician enters into those areas that he knows we need healing the most, Christina. So those things that you have in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit that are troubling you, that need to be brought out of that, keeping them, you know, pushed down within you. You need to open your heart, your mind, and your spirit to the Lord. And I can tell you, all you have to do on your part is to be open and let God into those areas. He knows exactly, the Holy Spirit knows exactly what to zone in on within us. And that healing takes place when we're open. He heals those wounds where perhaps you have carried a wound for many, many years in your heart. Maybe you've suffered depression or anxiety or fears, and we don't really know. We can go to a doctor and he can help us, you know, in therapy, but only God can truly heal it where it would be gone, where you wouldn't suffer that anxiety, those fears, those doubts, where that wound would no longer have any power over you and your life. And that's how God heals. You know, healing gifts, they're given to give away. all these gifts of the Holy Spirit that we have lying dormant within us. Yes, some are called to ministry, but we all have the gifts of the Holy Spirit within us. And I can tell you time after time after time again, I've seen people be delivered of things that have been held them captive and bound, drugs, alcohol, pornography. I could go on with a list. So whatever is within us that needs God's healing, that needs his healing, he can heal miraculously through working of miracles in an instant. And I have seen it time and time again. He can work through the healing gift, which oftentimes is a process of healing. And I know that if you come and open your heart, sometimes we don't even know what needs to be healed in us, Christine. But the beautiful gift of the Holy Spirit, who is all wisdom and knowledge, he does. And sometimes he heals us of areas that have stifled the Spirit of God in us that we don't even know exist within us. And that's the power, the anointing, and the fire of the Holy Spirit that burns away those things in our lives that stifles the Spirit of God. And we become not changed in as much as he changes us who we are, but he fulfills within us through his healing power the gift to become who he calls each one of us to be, that freedom in the Holy Spirit. I hope that answers a little bit of, you know, how do you get healed and how do you, what's the difference between talking about what you need healing and allowing God to heal it and enter in?
Yeah, Kathleen, that was a beautiful explanation. And it reminds me of the fact that, you know, all of us are in need of healing because none of us are perfect human beings. You know, there was only one and he rose from the dead. And our blessed, our blessed lady, you know, of course, was preserved from the stain of original sin and never committed a sin in her life. So the fact of the matter is that, you know, we are not they. And so, you know, I think that there's a real connection sometimes between the sins that we commit and the wounds of the heart that we have. You know, oftentimes those sins are a symptom of something that's much deeper. And God wants to, you know, forgive the sin, but he really wants to get to that root. And I think that that's what you're talking about there. See if this tracks with your experience. My experience is that the deeper and the more profound the wound, sometimes the deeper and more profound the process and the length of time. I can look back, though, at myself, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, you know, was 100% back in the faith since 1981, was involved in the renewal all of these years. But I can look back and I can see that the healing process has continued because that which troubled me then no longer troubles me now. I know I've been released. There's a freedom that comes. And that's how we know that God's been at work in us, right?
That's exactly right. I just had, there was a woman, actually she was pronounced three times. And she's given her witness many times. But she gave a witness at one of my retreats. She was a nurse herself, and she her heart failed, and she was flown, long story short, she was flown to a Cooper Hospital and in New Jersey, and the bottom line was that she coded three times. Somebody called me. I went down to the hospital, and I knew him. I didn't know the woman, but somebody else did. I went down the hospital, went in the emergency in the ICU unit, prayed with her. I only prayed a minute. The show and tell is God does know exactly what we need. He does pinpoint through the power of the Holy Spirit. I laid my hands upon her, and I had to go speak at a conference, so we left, and I saw her mother, and her mother was crying, and she said, you're too late. My daughter needed a miracle. And I said, well, I believe in miracles. And as it turned out, Yvonne, within minutes after leaving the hospital, the absolute power of the Spirit was at work. This woman, who was a special nurse herself, was completely healed. She was out of the hospital in a couple of days and back to work by the end of the week.
Oh,
and
my
they
goodness.
Called it a miracle. I didn't call it a miracle. Cooper Hospital called it a miracle. But God still is the miracle worker.
That's
he,
right.
Where there is no way, he makes a way.
That's and right. He's a way maker, miracle worker.
There you go. He's
promise
a way
keeper.
Maker, indeed. And he's certainly made his ways in my own life. And I have experienced, many healings myself. I've had a brain tumor. God healed it. I had kidney cancer 13 years ago. Here I am. My bowel burst, again. God healed me. So when I say to you, they thought I was, all these things were going to happen, and the Lord, the divine physician, he did what he wanted to. I guess he wasn't finished with me yet, but I have been experiencing and have experienced. My own son, Jimmy, was one of the people that were, when John Paul II, all the cases came, he was one of those people that had a miracle. And we were hoping he would have been the one chosen for John Paul II, but it was someone that had been healed through the intercessory and the prayers of St. John Paul II. And it's just, again, to show that God is the healer. He heals. Why does he heal some and not others? I don't know. You lost Anthony. You lost your husband. I lost my husband. Why? Why weren't they healed? I just had a brand new baby, and yet God called my husband home. So it's not up to us. We step out in faith. We believe with all our heart and soul that God performs miracles and healings of all sorts in everybody at any time. And he never once said to me, Kathleen, who shall I heal today? He knows. He's the healer. And we are instruments in his hand, and he is a divine physician that uses those instruments as he does his spiritual surgery on each and every one of us.
We've got a question here from Anna, and we're down to like 3 minutes here. And she says,
okay.
Is it a sin to ignore a gift you know God gave you that you don't use? Does that somehow offend God?
Well, I think for all of us, and I'm sure you'll agree, he knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows our weaknesses and our fears. And I would tell all those gifts that you believe that God has given you, if you're struggling to step out in faith, step out in faith. It's not because you're offending God, but you might have a healing gift. You might have a gift of prophetic word. You might have gifts that is... somebody out there is waiting for you to step out in faith and use those gifts. If you won't use them, God will choose somebody else. So that'll get done. But God wants you to use your gifts. If you're not sure about your gift, talk to your priest. Find somebody in the charismatic renewal of a prayer group has experience. Talk to them about your gift, and they can help you step out in faith. Because when God gives his gifts, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth, especially when it's God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and that's absolutely true. And God is so tender and he's so gentle. He just asks for our fiat. And when we give our fiat and we move in that, he opens it up. And that's what happened to me with some of the gifts, Kathleen, is that, you know, you take God at his word and you initiate the action. And as soon as you do, as soon as you take that step of faith, you know, the warp and the woof of it comes, you know, the whole of it is presented and it's there. You know, I can remember early on with words of knowledge and prophetic gifts, maybe get a word, you know, and that's all he would give is just a little word. And
that's
it was
right.
Like, okay, so you're going to speak that word? But where are we going, Lord? Doesn't matter. You're going to speak the word? And if you speak the word, the rest of it comes. So it's like that. You just have to say yes to him. Well, we are going
right.
to be so blessed by your presence at our event, Kathleen. And I know that just listening to Kathleen, hearing her faith, understanding how it is that God uses her, getting a deeper knowledge about the way in which God does delight in healing us and how that gift operates will help for you, as you join us for this beautiful event, July the 10th through the 11th, virtual event. Sign up for it right at our website, womenofgrace.com. We have priced the whole thing at a level that everybody should be able to accept. We certainly do hope you'll do that. It's a free opportunity for young women of Grace. We certainly want you to gather all of your young ladies that you know, your daughters, your nieces, your granddaughters, get them to that event. They're going to love Samantha. We all love Kathleen. Kathleen, thank you once again for being with us. I know it was a beautiful gift to have you with us, and everybody appreciates it too. So friends, until we are together again, may God richly bless you. Bye now.